the Rush in this Gemara, in Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, he asks a whole bunch of kashas on Birchas Erusin. And one of the kashas that the Rush asks is that if you look at the Nusach of Birchas Erusin, what's the Nusach? Asher kedishonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivonu alo aroyos, v'osa lonu aso arusos, v'hidu lonu aso anasuyos ayidei chuba v'kedushin. Right? It sounds like it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. That's certainly what it sounds like. The Rambam, when he, the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, when he talks about the mitzvah of Kedushin, how does he describe it? V'lekuchin eivu mitzvahs aseh shel Torah. Right? And that's what it sounds like. It sounds like this is some sort of asher kedishonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivonu. Right? It starts off like a real, real Birchas HaMitzvahs. And what's the mitzvah that you're making a bracha on? You're making a bracha on the fact that it was tzivonu alo aroyos, and it was osa lonu aso arusos, hitta lonu aso anasuyos. That's hitter. Hitta lonu aso anasuyos. Where's the bracha? It sounds like it's a bracha on arayos. What kind of, you make a bracha on aloysase? When do you ever find that you make a bracha on aloysase? As I break the Rush. It's the Rosh's Kasha, the Taz, in Yerideh Simen Aleph, right in the beginning of Hilchas Shchita, it's of Kotten Yud Zayin, talks about this Inyan. Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, Erechaim Simen on Dalet, he talks about this Inyan. We've discussed this in the past in Raid Bites. Varim Atikin. But this is the Rosh's Kasha, one of his Kashas. And that is that, where do you find such an Inyan that you make a bracha, that you make a bracha on a Nisr? It's maybe just one Hergish. And that is, the Erechaim HaKadosh in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. So Parshas Kedoshim begins, Dabrel kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'yamartam atleim, Kedoshim tiyu, ki kodosh, ani Hashem Elokeichem. So the question is, what does Kedoshim tiyu mean? So everyone knows the Ramban, Kadosh Atzmecha, b'mutter loch, novel b'shos ha-Torah, but the Rechaim HaKadosh says a niflu de gehergish. He says, oid yirtza, al derech oim ramzal, Kedoshim daf lametes amabeis. Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Yoshev Adam v'lo Yover Aveira. If a person had the opportunity to do an Aveira and he doesn't do the Aveira, Noisna lo Yischar Ka'is a Mitzvah. He's going to be rewarded as if he did a Mitzvah. So if a person does a Mitzvah, he gets Schar. The Schar is not Shaykh. Yofa Koyrus Ruach ba'olam haba, mikol ha'nois olam haza. The Koyrus Ruach of olam haba, the Schar of any little mitzvah is not shaykh, right? The Mishnah says, "Havizor b'mitzvah kala kibachamura she'iato yedei ma'an scharin shal mitzvahs." The Sfar Makdoshim say that a person should be nizer for a mitzvah kala just like he is for a mitzvah chamura. What are you going to say? All it is a mitzvah kala. He says, "But iato yedei ma'an scharin shal mitzvahs." You have no hasaga of what ma'an scharin shal mitzvahs is. And if you would understand the schar you get for even doing the smallest mitzvah in the world, it's so gevalt. Iato yedei. You have no avon. You have no hasaga because Ayin lo yirasa. It's not something that we can really fathom. And as a result, even a mitzvah, you're right, it's a mitzvah kala. But even a mitzvah kala, the schar is going to be so not shaykh. Says the Gemara, that if a person has the ability to do an aveira and he doesn't do it, yashav adam v'lo yavar aveira, noisim lo yischar ko'im a mitzvah. What's this mitzvah, says the Rechaim HaKadosh? V'hu maimer akosiv kidoshim tiyu b'mitzvah saseh. So the Rechaim says that I believe that that mitzvah that the Gemara Kedushin Lamatas on the base is referring to is the mitzvah of kidoshim tiyu. And what the mitzvah states is as follows. B'vo aveira liyota. That if you have an opportunity to do an aveira, she yisrachik ma'asoysam. Don't do the aveira. U'bozeh. And by doing that, by distancing yourself from the aveira, kiye mitzvah sasation it stavu b'maimer kedoshim tiyu. You will fulfill a mitzvah esedai raisa. A mitzvah sasay of kedoshim tiyu. V'hoitzi zichra mitzvah zubalosh and zeshal kedoshim. Says the Rechaim, why is the Torah referred to this mitzvah as kedoshim? The Torah should say, distance yourself from an aveira. Why kedoshim? Loimer. Shekola mekayim mitzvah zu. Because the Torah wants to say that if someone's mekayim this mitzvah more than any other mitzvah in the Torah, if you're mekayim this mitzvah, nikur kedosh. You're called the kedosh. V'hum ma'morom zal. And this is what Chazal meant, Gamkein, when they said in Vayikra Rabbah of Dalet Vav, and Yerushalmi Yavam is based Dalet Ayin Shah. Ulatam ze dikdei gloimer el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Notice another diktuk. Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. I mean, every mitzvah is al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. But the Torah went out of its way. Hashem tells Moshe, daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Gloimer ki mitzvah zu shemitzave kedoshim tiyu. Because the Torah wants to make it very, very clear that this mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, he mitzvah sheyeshna b'chal adam. It's a mitzvah that every single person has a shaykhis to. Shekol ish Yisrael b'kayim a mitzvah zu. Every single yid, when he's mekayim this mitzvah, kadosh yeyom arloi. He'll be considered kadosh. Ve'in hadraga be Israel, shetia nimnas me hasogazu. And there's no person who could say that I'm on a madrega where I don't have a shaykhis to kedoshim to you. It's not true. Any person, kol adas b'nei Yisrael, if you're yoshav adam, v'loy over avera, noisla tzchar kois ha-mitzvah, you mekayim this inyan of kedoshim to you, and this is something that shaykh every single year. And then the Archaim goes weiter. He says, the mitzvah of kedoshim to you is prefaced, v'yedaber Hashem el Moshe le'emer, daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, and then it says, v'yomarta aleim. So we know daber is always a lashon kasha. I'm about to tell you something very, very severe. Va'amarta is always a lashon rach. Says the Archaim, because in Kedoshim Tiyu you have these two bechinas. On the one hand, you have dibur. This is very, very chomer. Learn the Ramban in Kedoshim Tiyu. It's very intense. It's daber. Any Musa Shmuz you ever heard that involved that Ramban? You know, there were punches being thrown. It was very, very serious. It's not poshut. Kedoshim Tiyu is a grace of Madrega. It's daber. But at the same time, in Kedoshim Tiyu, it's V'yamarta Haleyem. Because at the same time, the Yid has to understand that every single person is shayach to a Madrega of Kedoshim Tiyu when he has the opportunity to do an Aveira and he's poirish himself and he doesn't do the Aveira. And the Chaim HaKadosh says that this Indian is a special gift that the Eibishter gave the Yid. Only the Yid has this, right? The Umisayim don't have this. This is something that's unique to the Yid. He says, "V'ulai ki davka bnei Yisrael hu sheyeshlam b'chinuzu." Every element of this is negay, the punchline. It's davka the bnei Yisrael that have this element. Masha enkein umisayim. You lu yiyesh yifresh adam atzmei b'chinuzu arayas o asuris lo. If there would be someone that would be purish himself from the arayas o asuris lo, then what would happen? It wouldn't give him any k'tusha. The Yid has a besundere mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu that says that if you purish yourself from all the arayas or asuris lecha, then the halacha is you're going to be mekayim a mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu and you're going to be zoicha to a kedush, not just a mitzvah. Yeah, there's a mitzvah. Dalaminim is a mitzvah. This, the heft of the mitzvah is you shall be kodesh. That is the mitzvah. It's the DNA. It is the mitzvah. It's the heft of what the mitzvah is. But it's mavur in the sarachayim adover nifla. It's mavur that Yoshev Adam, a person has a taiva to do an aveira. He has an assign to do an aveira, and he doesn't. Noisle ischarko is a mitzvah. He's going to get reward. And what's the makar kedoshim? And everybody knows it's Rashi right in the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim. Now, what's the ikur pirush of kedoshim to you? What's it talking really about? I mean, it means novel b'shus atei. It means a lot of things. But what does it mean? Beikur, Archaim himself says it. The ikur is it's the inyan of arayos, meaning Yoshav Adam v'lo yover al gilui arayos. Noisle ischarko is a mitzvah, and it doesn't matter who you are. Every person will be zoicha to kedusha. He didn't do anything. Where do you find that not doing something? This is the davar shlili. Icham nishketan an avera. Yet not doing an avera, befrak, not being oisik b'inyani arayis is a mitzvah, and a person will get schar for al kol rega v'rega that he was yoshav odav alay avar avera. In a world where there's a lot of opportunities being nichshel in this inyan, every second a person is being mekayim a mitzvah of yoshav odav alay avar avera noisim. And every single second that he's not doing an Aveira, right? Either you're going down, or in this case, you're going up. You're being zoicha, you're being bestowed by this incredible level of Kedusha. So I was thinking, it could be it's Pashit. You don't find mitzvahs on Isurim, but you don't find brachas on Isurim, but you find brachas on mitzvahs. And the Isur Arayis has in it a mitzvahs as a component to it. It's the mitzvah saseh of Kedoshim Tiyu. When a person is poirish adam at loshen of the Arachayim. Lu yiyah sheyifrish adam atzmoy mipchinesu arayesu asuris. He's mekayim this mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? He's mekayim the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu. So to have a mitzvah and a bracha on something that's a loy saseh, loy motzinu, loy shamanu, loy reinu, azoy freik derash. But the Arachayim was megalatos that the Isir Arayis has in it a mitzvah as a component. In fact, when a person is mekayim, the fact, as sheked yishonu b'mitzvoyz v'tzivonu alo arayos, v'os alonu aso arusos, a person that is not going to do an Aveira with an Erva, or doesn't do an Aveira with an Arusa, that's Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvahis ha-vitzivanu. Where's the Vitzivanu? The Vitzivanu is the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu. This is not a mitzvah on a lois ase. This is a mitzvah on an ase. It's a mitzvah on Kedoshim Tiyu. That's what this is. This is a mitzvah on Kedoshim Tiyu. And Emma says, I think this Hergish, the Hergish, not the word, obviously, but I think the Hergish is Mefurish in the Marsha right here. in Ksubis, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and we're going to end with this. The Marsha says, ready for the Marsha? Marsha says, Birchas Erusin ends how? Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Am Yisrael, Al Yidei Chupa V'Kedushin. Frek the Marsha, why is the Siyum, the Chasima of Birchas Erusin Mekadesh, why is that the Nusach? So says the Marsha, I'll read it inside. Niskina, Alpi Masha Amru Chazal, Kedoshim Tiyum. Kol mokim sh'ata moitze geder erva, ata moitze kedusha. V'ze sh'omar sh'ekid ishano b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu ala arayas. Afilu hi pnuya. A yid has a mitzvah of arayas. What does that mean? That means that there's certain noshim that he has an obligation to be pirish from. U'mi geder arayas osa lanu gamez ho'arusay sh'eino arayas. Imagine, this is a man that's already married. He had erusin already. There was already Erisim. Midday Raisa, you have all the dinim. If he would die with no children, the whole Yavamis is going to go into effect. If he wants to part ways, the whole Masechtas Gittin goes into play. But at the same time, there's still an Isser Bia. And even that, it's Tavka Yidei Chup of the Kedushin Shem Mikvar. He says, says the Marsha, this is the heritage. Every single time a Chasam Kala stands under the chuppah, it tells you what a yid is. It tells you live in a world of promiscuity. You live in a world of utter hefkeris and shiris libielich. And here you have a chosin and a kala, mamish tsnuim, that are degen ataka, hakol yoydin lama kala nichtasul chuppah, but it's done al yidei chuppah the kedushin. It's done in such an oifen of kedusha. It's not shaykh in the world. You know how you messiah that bracha? Baruch atah Hashem mekadesh am yisrael yidei chuppah the kedushin. That's the scene for that bracha. The scene for that bracha is that this uvda, this maisa shreis kedushas yisrael. And it tries Kedush Yisrael, says the Marsha, in Kedoshim Tiyu, because this is the biggest gather ever Vasen Ishdah in the world. This is Kedush, Kedoshim Tiyu, Dabra Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, Kedoshim Tiyu, says the Arachayim HaKadosh. That's this Indian of a person has an opportunity to do an Aveira and he doesn't. And this is something that's so manifest when a man and a woman come together, Al Yidei Chupa V'Kedushin, and they do it B'Kedushim Yisrael. I mean, the Merchik between a Goyish Hachasen and a Yiddish Hachasen is mamish. There is nothing that screams more Kedushas Yisrael than an innocent Jewish wedding. And that's why the bracha of Birchas Erisin is Mekadesh. That's what is Mekadesh Yisrael al Yidei Chupa V'Kedushin. It's this Inyan of Kedoshim Tiyu, which is Befrat, manifest in this Inyan. Maybe, Mesechtes Kedushin is called Kedushin, right? Why? Because that's what the Maisa is. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, why did Chazal come up with this name Kedushin? And what did Gemara say? To Osala Kuli Alma Kehektish. Maybe Kedushin. Chazal already told us it's Miloshin Hektish. It's Miloshin Kedushim to you. This is a Maisa of Kedusha. That the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, which is Geder Erva, it's the bracha that you make under the chuppah. It's so manifest, comes out so stark in these inyanim. Maybe another reason, a Tam Pnimi, why Chazal chose the name of Ar Masechta to be Masechtes Kedushin.